Service call. No cooling and nothing runs at all. Field flow for the totally dead system. Confirm power top to bottom. Find the 24V and catch the easy killer's tripped float, blown low voltage fuse, dead transformer before pulling anything apart. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what you'll see. You set the thermostat to cool, drop the set point, and nothing happens. No blower, no condenser, no click. Dead quiet. Before you assume the worst, remember that a totally dead system is usually a power or safety problem, not a failed compressor. Failed compressors usually still hum or trip a breaker. Dead silent means something upstream cut the chain. Work from the wall power down to the low voltage controls and stop at the first thing that's missing what it should have. Walk it in order. Confirm the thermostat is actually calling. A blank screen is its own branch. Dead stat slash no 24 volts. See the blank thermostat article. If the screen is lit and set to cool with the set point below room temp, it should be commanding the system. Bump the fan to on. If the blower won't even run on a straight fan call, the problem is power or the blower circuit, not cooling. Check line voltage at both pieces of equipment. Breaker for the air handler slash furnace. Breaker for the condenser and the outdoor disconnect. A tripped condenser breaker that won't reset, or resets and trips again, is a line voltage fault. See the tripping breaker article. No power to the air handler kills everything, because the transformer lives there. Check the low voltage fuse and the transformer. Most furnaces and air handlers have a 3 amps or 5 amps blade fuse on the control board. Blown low voltage fuse equals something shorted R2C. Find the short, don't just keep replacing fuses. Measure 24 volts across R and C at the board. No 24 volts with good line voltage and a good fuse points at the transformer. Check the safety switches in the chain. A float slash overflow switch on a clogged condensate line is the single most common everything's dead cause people overlook. It opens the 24 volts and the whole system goes silent. Check the float, the pan, and any auxiliary drain pan switch. Also check the blower door safety switch. A panel that isn't seated kills the system. Once you have 24 volts at the board, follow the call. With RC confirmed, jumper or command the fan and cool calls and see what energizes. From here you've crossed from totally dead into a normal control circuit trace. Find where the 24 volt stops getting where it needs to go. What normal looks like. Line voltage, about 240 volts, 208 to 250 acceptable at the condenser disconnect and the air handler whip. About 120 volts at a furnace's hot leg. Control voltage, 24 to 28 V AC across RC at the board. Below about 21 volts and contactors slash relays get flaky. Low voltage fuse, intact, typically 3 amps or 5 amps automotive blade. Float switch, closed continuity when the pan is dry and the line is clear. Common faults and what they mean. Tripped condensate float slash clog drain kills the entire 24 volts call. System goes dead silent. Clear the drain. Confirm the switch resets. Address why it clogged. Blown low voltage fuse. A thermostat wire rubbed through. A shorted contactor coil or a pinched wire at a condenser took out the transformer's protection. Find the short dead transformer. No 24 volts with good line voltage and an intact fuse. Often killed by the same short that should have blown a fuse on a unit that doesn't have one. Tripped or failed breaker slash blown disconnect fuses. No line voltage to one or both units. A breaker that re-trips is a fault, not a nuisance. Open blower door slash panel safety switch. Panel not seated after the last service. Quick to overlook, quick to fix. Failed thermostat or dead batteries. The stat never sends the call. Confirm it's actually lit and commanding. Tech tips and gotchas. Check the float switch early. It's free to check and it's the answer more often than any single component. A musty smell or water in the secondary pan is your hint before you even meter anything. A blown fuse is a symptom, not the disease. If you replace it and it pops again on the cool call, the short is on the Y circuit out to the condenser, likely a rub through thermostat cable at the outdoor unit. Verify line voltage before you blame low voltage. No point chasing a transformer when the breaker's tripped. Don't forget the disconnect pull. Service techs or critters sometimes leave the outdoor disconnect pulled or partially seated. Wiggle test the thermostat wires at both ends. A nicked R or C at a screw terminal makes an intermittent dead system that drives everyone crazy. Safety slash code notes. Verify power is truly off with a meter before touching line voltage terminals. Don't trust the breaker label. The outdoor disconnect must be present and within sight of the condenser per any C-section 440. If it's missing, that's a correction, not optional. When you find a clogged condensate drain, make sure the drain and pan meet local mechanical slash plumbing code so the overflow protection works as intended.